This is the Tuning Into Your Chakra Gates guided meditation created by Tammy Brunk for the Inanna Rising Venus Teleclass series. To prepare for this journey, you will first want to be in a quiet place where you can relax and not be disturbed. For example, you will not want to listen as you drive or are otherwise engaged in an activity that requires your full attention. You will also want to have your Venus journal or a sketch pad available during this exercise, along with colored pencils, oil pastels, crayons, or markers. It can also be good to have a big piece of paper from a flip chart or sketchbook as well, so that upon completion, if you feel prepared to do this, that you can draw a full chakra totem pole. When I was approaching the underworld during my first Venus return after my 40th birthday, I began studying with dream teacher Robert Moss. He had created a chakra totem pole exercise, which has some similarities to what I have created here. I found that exercise to be very supportive in assessing the state of each of my chakras, and I really wish that I'd had this tool at the beginning of my own Venus cycle. So for this reason, I've created this simple but powerful exercise specifically for you, Venus sojourners, to support you in your passage through Inanna's Venus moon gates on our underworld descent and then on our ascent from the underworld. I recommend revisiting this exercise once a month or at least at the beginning of the journey before and after the underworld period and at the end of the Venus cycle. The chakras are energy centers that maintain, regulate, and manage the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of our being. 12 or more chakras are recognized depending on the system, although 7 chakras, beginning with the crown and completing with the root, are most commonly observed. The crescent moon meets Venus 7 or 8 times in the morning sky and again in the evening sky over the course of the entire 19-month Venus synodic cycle. For this reason, and because 8 is one of Venus's magic numbers, we will be scanning 8 chakras in this journey, beginning with the 8th chakra. Don't worry if you don't feel like you know too much about each of the chakras. I think this is the kind of thing where we can assume that there is a part of you that does know this, knows it enough, and these are actual real energy centers. So in some cases, it might even be better if you know less, and then you're more open to whatever comes through. So in each of these mini chakra journeys, I will use rhythmic shamanic drumming to shift your brain into a theta state as you visit each chakra. Each brief journey will be followed by a short break where you can journal or sketch images and messages that have come to you. Each journey will take you into a landscape unique to that chakra where you will meet a guide, perhaps an animal guide or a spirit ally. For example, I have discovered that the imaginal landscape of my solar plexus is a vast, wide meadow filled with wildflowers and enormous snow-capped mountains off in the distance. My guide, Wolverine, lives there and counsels me on matters of power, boundaries, and fierce joy and aliveness. In contrast, when I first encountered my heart chakra, I saw it as a large room with big windows where my inner queen of hearts sat on her throne with red foxes at her feet. The first message that she gave me was that I needed to open the big heavy drapes that were on the large windows in that room, which is the first thing I did so that the light could come through. You will survey the landscape and you will connect with your guide. You will ask if he or she has a message for you about your chakra. So it might be something kind of like what I experienced with my queen, where she helped me to consider letting some light into my heart. Your guide may speak to you in words, or your message might be symbolic, communicated to you through the conditions of the chakra landscape and your ally. So for example, when I visited my second chakra, which happens to be the chakra gate that was activated when I was born. I was born right after the point in the Inanna story where she descends and she releases a vestment at the second gate. So when I visited my second chakra for the first time during this Venus return and working with Robert Moss's exercise, I found myself in a cave with an underground pool of water. A mermaid creatrix sat perched on the side of the pool and she was weeping. There were corpses in the water, which represented my miscarried projects, hopes, and dreams. So this was a very stunning image for me, but it also supported me in a very powerful healing process, which was truly the cornerstone of my whole Venus return initiation. So you will find in this exercise your own images, and they will be just what you need. They might be very different from mine. And if you come to a chakra and you don't see anything clearly, or you feel like you're really getting caught up in your mind, just take note of how you feel at the end of the journey. There's no right or wrong way. Even just not seeing anything can tell you something about it, but also to just trust that if you don't see anything right now, maybe it's not for you to see anything at this time. And so you can know that at a later date, you will receive a clearer message and images. So when I am finished drumming, I'm going to introduce each of the chakras in turn in a practice for you to enter those chakra, that chakra domain. And then when I'm finished drumming, you will want to quickly sketch what you draw. I'll give you time for that without worrying that you capture it perfectly. You might also journal on what you experienced or any message you received. All right, so I think we're ready. So let us begin. Find a comfortable place for the journey, whether sitting in a chair or on a cushion or lying on the floor. Begin by taking three or more deep breaths. On the in-breath, breathe into any area of your physical body where you might be experiencing discomfort. On the out-breath, breathe out the energy. In the next two breaths, focus on emotional blocks and breathe in to your physical body where you experienced that, and then breathe out that block. And in the next breath, you'll want to focus on mental discomfort, locating it in your body and breathing that also out. And now imagine that you are shooting an energy cord from your root chakra into the earth, and that it reaches down, down, down into the core of the earth, and like the roots of a great tree, spreads and anchors itself in the heart of the earth. And now you might imagine yourself drawing energy, aliveness, life force energy from the heart of the earth up through your root chakra and into your body through and moving all through every part of your body, and just feel it as this glow of life force energy that is permeating, that moves up through your root and up into each of your chakras in turn. It has already moved up your legs, into the core of your body, up into your arms, through your fingertips. It also has gone up into your head, into each of your throat chakra, your third eye, up through your crown, and it comes up and it streams down and around, and you'll just want to experience that for a moment. And now visualize the crown chakra at the top of your head opening and a pure, clear, divine light streaming down into your crown chakra, down into the center of your body, and also streaming down through your arms, your core, your legs, filling you with pure energy of light and divine love. And now you see this light expanding. It's now filling you, expanding to surround you, so that it extends for about a meter around your physical body on every side. And as you see and feel this light surrounding you, you know that this light is protecting you, healing you, and that it all is also the light of truth, illuminating the current condition of each of your chakras, revealing to you the guides and the messages you are most in need of at this time to support you in clearing and renewing each energy center. And now imagine that your conscious awareness, your dream body, is leaving your protected physical body and moving above your body. And now you are observing your physical body as if from above. You can see swirling wheels of light and color emanating from all eight chakras. You will see a silvery white wheel of light about 1.5 inches above your head. This is your eighth chakra. Just below it, you will see the violet colored swirling crown chakra. Beneath that, the indigo third eye chakra, then the blue throat chakra, the green heart chakra, the yellow solar plexus, the orange sacral chakra, and finally the red swirling root chakra. And now, after seeing all the chakras from this distance, from above, it is as though your awareness has taken the shape of a great bird, and you dive down into the swirling white silver light of the eighth chakra. As I am finished drumming, imagine that you bring your energy, your awareness back into your body just enough so that you can record any images, messages, or experiences that you had in the eighth chakra. And now you know, these, as I've mentioned before, these journeys will be fairly quick. And so what I'm going to do is that after I do the root chakra, I'm going to do one more journey, just so you know, so that if at any of these chakras you don't feel like you had the time, that you can revisit whatever chakra you may have gotten blocked at. But that's the eighth chakra. So now again, close your eyes and see yourself as if from above. This time you will dive into your seventh, or crown chakra, and explore the landscape and meet a guide there. Once again, bring your awareness back into your body just enough so that you can record any images, messages, or experiences you had in your seventh crown chakra. And now once again, close your eyes and see yourself as if from above. This time, dive into your sixth or third eye chakra and explore the landscape and meet your guide there. Again, come back into your body just enough so that you can record any images, messages, or experiences you've had at your third eye chakra. Now, once again, close your eyes and see yourself as if from above. And this time, you will dive into the swirling blue chakra that is your throat chakra. And you'll explore the landscape and meet your guides there. Once again, it is time to bring your awareness back into your body, just enough so that you can record any images, messages, or experiences you had at your fifth chakra, your throat chakra. And now once again, close your eyes and see yourself as if from above. This time you dive into your fourth or heart chakra and explore the landscape and meet your guide there. Again, it's time to bring your awareness back into your body, just enough so that you can record any images, messages, or experiences you had at your heart chakra. And now, once again, close your eyes and see yourself as if from above. And this time, you will dive into your third or solar plexus chakra and explore the landscape and meet your guide there. And again, it's time to bring your awareness back into your body just enough so that you can record any images, messages, or experiences you had at the solar plexus chakra. Now, once again, close your eyes and see yourself as if from above. And this time, you will be diving into your second or sacral chakra and exploring the landscape and meeting your guide there. Again, it is time to bring your awareness back into your body just enough so that you can record any images, messages, or experiences you had the sacral chakra. And now once again, close your eyes and see yourself as from above. This time you will dive into your first or root chakra and explore the landscape and meet your guide there. Bring your awareness back into your body, just enough so that you can record any images, messages, or experiences you have had at your root chakra. And now we are going to make one more journey. Now this journey, first of all, is for anyone who feels they didn't have enough time at one of their chakras. They need to go back in and revisit and get a little more information. If that's not the case for you, you may have an awareness of a chakra or an energy center that we did not explore. For example, we all have a chakra beneath our feet. There are also chakras in our hands. There are other points. You may just go into this journey and be drawn to a part of your energy system, of your body, that we didn't visit. But this is that final chakra, whichever part of your energy system or whatever chakra you want to visit that you want more time with.
Thank you.
now it is time to bring your full awareness back into your body as we have come to the completion of our chakra drum journey. Again, record any images, messages, or experiences you had at this final chakra or energy system. At this point, or perhaps in the next couple of days, you may also choose to integrate the experience and create a visual map by drawing or painting your full body as a totem pole with images of the landscapes and allies that live at each chakra. And now, after you've captured the most essential information from the last chakra journey, give yourself time to drink some water, to ground, and return fully to your physical body. You may return to this tuning into your chakra journey at any time to receive messages, to assess the state of your chakras, or to even bring healing energy to them in a focused way. May this journey through Inanna's Gates bless your health and your well-being at every level, and may the awareness you receive through this exercise with the chakras automatically support your fullest alignment and awakening to your inner light, joy, and truth. May it be so.